We're going to head to Kent, Ohio, and be joined by Kent State head coach Sean Lewis. Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Doing well, Ken. How are you?
Doing fine. Thanks for your time, and obviously a tough 23-16 loss to Miami on Saturday afternoon after getting back to your office and watching the film. Talk about the performance by your Golden Flashes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, to echo a lot of the same things that Chuck was just talking about, you know, really hard-fought football game, difficult elements, difficult conditions. I thought both teams handled it really, really well. Really, that kind of ended up being a wash at the end of the day. But kids battled for four quarters. We know that each of these games, week in and week out in league play, especially in the East side right now, you know, there a lot of us have a similar mindset, similar approach to where we want to be physical, we want to be disciplined, the way that we want to play the game the right way, as Chuck was talking about. So knew it was going to be one of those games, and at the end of the day, didn't do the little things, the fundamental things that winning requires, and just didn't feel like we blocked well enough, tackled well enough, and controlled the controllables with the number of penalties, the number of missed opportunities that we had. So, you know, that was disappointing, but the encouraging thing is that those are lessons that we can take going forward. They're hard lessons that we need to learn, but they're things that we can control, things that we need to, you know, grab our lunch pail, go back to work. We got a little extra time here to improve those fundamentals as we come down the stretch, because no one's going to feel sorry for us, and we got a very good Toledo team that we're going to play here in a little bit that we got to prepare for, that we got to get going and get right for, and looking forward to the next opportunity.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star one on your keypad for questions for Coach Lewis and for all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. Obviously, the weather, you know, how does that affect your game planning and play calling when you're in those conditions? Obviously, you know about the conditions going into it, but when you're sitting there on the sidelines and the play's happening and the next play's coming, how does it affect you as a coach?
No, you know, I feel like our kids handled it really well. We've trained outside in the elements quite a bit. You know, all spring ball, we stayed outside for exactly this purpose, kind of from a lesson that we learned last year with the crazy conditions that we played in Buffalo. So we wanted our kids to experience everything. You know, we were outside on Tuesday earlier in the week and experienced some rain and some wind. So as we kind of settled into the game and just communicating with the players and what sort of factor they thought it was going to be, you know, we were able to do a lot of the things that we had planned on doing. You know, we were able to throw it around a little bit, had a couple big drops at critical times, but all in all, you know, it wasn't a huge limitation for what we needed to do. And you know, the one fumble that we had, you know, in a really critical situation was more so a fundamental error to where the way that we were carrying the ball, more so than it was the way of the conditions, you know. So a little bit early on, just to kind of get a feel for how it was affecting the kids, but have confidence in the kids. They said that it really wasn't, and was able to go forward with it, really with the intent and the plan that we had going into it.
Dustin Crum, 209 yards passing. Talk about Dustin's play on Saturday.
Yeah, you know, I mean, again, he continues to take strides week in and week out. He's really established himself as the leader of our offensive unit. He's playing at a high level. It gives you confidence as a coaching staff, you know, to where each week he's getting new experiences that he's getting confidence from, that the team's getting confidence from, and he's starting to earn the right to have more and more freedom, which will allow us to do more things offensively. So, you know, it frees your mind to think about other things, because you know that's stable, and all of us have a lot of things that are on our desk and things that we need to correct and areas that we need to improve. But when you solidify a position, especially at a position as critical as a quarterback position, you can feel confident about that going forward. And he has a great mindset about him to where he remains humble. He remains hungry. You know, it was awesome. Post-game press conference, someone asked him about his streak coming to an end, because Chuck and his kids did a great job and got an interception on a third down there. And it was so cool to hear him just go, you know, at the end of the day, that doesn't matter. We lost. We need to press on. We need to get better, and not even thinking about it. You know, so just a great, humble kid. Really proud that he's a part of our team, proud of his work ethic, and glad to call him our quarterback.
Talk about your defense, obviously led by Manny Lawrence Burke in that game with 10 tackles and a sack. But talk about where your Flash's defense is right now.
Yeah, you know, really pleased with the growth and development of Mandela and the effort that he had. You know, at the end of the day, Ken, when we're right on that side of the ball and we're dialed in and we're locked in and we're playing with great attention to detail and great focus and we're communicating so that we all can be on the same page, you know, it looks right. It's where we want it to be. We got to continue to be more disciplined to make sure that we're maintaining our gap integrity, make sure that we're maintaining our fit, that we're playing with the proper techniques and the proper fundamentals, because at critical situations we didn't. that cost us. And then, again, just the fundamentals and the techniques that makes this game so beautiful that, you know, you got to be able to hold up and you got to be able to tackle, you know. And kind of the story of the day was our inability to tackle at the moment of truth in some critical situations where, again, that's a skill. That's something that we can work. That's something we'll continue to get better at. You know, but pleased with the way the kids are going about their work, and we need to make sure that we maximize these extra days that we have to continue to get better.
Looking at the schedule, obviously a couple extra days before you face going on the road to face Toledo on Tuesday, November 5th. What are you going to do to take advantage of these couple extra days?
Yeah, you know the guys who have played a bunch of meaningful snaps against a pretty rigorous schedule here in the first two-thirds of the season, obviously some very competitive league games. You know, some guys have earned the rights to get put on ice a little bit so that we can get healthy, as Coach Solich was alluding to. You got to maximize this time. And that's kind of the delicate balance of, as we've been talking about thus far on this call, to where there's still things that we need to get better at, and there's things that we need to control and things that we need to improve. So we need to be smart about the technique work that we're getting here with a couple extra days, because as you get into the season prep, right, you're kind of balancing that fundamental work with the schematic work and the game plan specific stuff. So can take a little extra time here to do get a little extra fundamental work with the guys who have played a bunch. We'll get the young guys who have been doing a great job on service team a little bit more involved and get them some developmental work, and then steal a little extra time to prepare for a very good Toledo team and the great job that Coach Candle and his staff are doing.
Well, Sean, I appreciate your time. We'll let you get back to your preparation for Toledo, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning before that contest, okay?
Sounds good, Ken. Thank you.
Thank you, Sean. For Sean Lewis and his Kent State Golden Flashes, coming off a 23-16 lost to Miami on Saturday in that contest. Again, quarterback Dustin Crum, 23 of 44 passing for 209 yards with one interception in that game, and he also added 64 yards rushing on 13 carries. For Kent State, they will have a couple extra days as they also transition to midweek football. Their next contest on Tuesday, November 5th at Toledo. That game at 7 p.m. Eastern and available on CBS Sports Network.